Thank you for calling Eagle Moss. My name is Phyllis. How can I help you?
I have got a couple of problems with my account. I was speaking to somebody named Nina, but we had such a bad connection I had to hang up and start over again. So I don't know if she put any I don't know if she put any notes on my account, but the account number is 336-887-90001.
All right, hold on just a moment. All right, can you verify the name and address on your account, please?
Drew Tyler, 6674 East Bay Point Way, Prescott Valley, Arizona, 86314.
Thank you for that information. And how can I help you today?
I have two different subscriptions. First is the Ghostbusters account. I am missing issue number 16.
Number 16. Have you ever skipped it?
No. Well, you skipped it. I never told anybody to skip it. I have shipment confirmation email sent to me last month on the 25th. Mm-hmm. And 3 days later, you got money out of my bank, so I know it was paid for. On the normally, when I get a shipment confirmation, it'll show a tracking link. This one just says tracking not found. That shipment is not here yet.
All right. Let's see what I can find for you, okay? Hold on just a moment.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so issue number 16. Oh, you mean shipment number 16.
It's issue number 16. The issue is 55 through 58.
Okay.
I mean, I call it 16. That's what it says on the magazine.
Okay.
I don't know how you count shipments. They don't give me a shipment number.
Yeah, you're fine. Okay, there it is. Let me see what's going on. That was shipped out in March. Let's see what the let's see if I can find out something. I'll reshare.
No, I didn't get a shipment notification until April 25th.
We were going through. We've moved into a new warehouse, and
yeah.
So that might have been, you know, part of, and it was during that time frame. So I'm
thinking somebody
might have dropped the ball.
Yeah, last time I called, it was calling because I got two shipments and payments within a week of each other. So I called to ask what was up with that, and she said that one of the shipments had gotten delayed. So they're trying to catch up on a missing shipment. That's the one I don't have.
Okay. Now it's telling me that shipment number 16 didn't go out until says it was delivered today. And
the one that was delivered today was issue 17, which are parts 59 through 62.
Okay, I got you.
And in that box, they sent me the wrong magazine.
Okay. What magazine did you get in shipment number 16?
I did not get 16. I got 17, and they gave me magazine 18. So when I talked to this last gal, her name was Nina. She said she was putting in to reship the magazine for 17. And I thought she said she was going to put some notes on the account that she'd done that, but the connection was so bad on her end, I could barely hear what she was saying. So I had to start all over again.
Okay. All right. So you got magazine number 17 and you needed magazine number 16.
No. I got shipment 17 and magazine 18. So I need you to send me magazine 17 and find out what happened to shipment 16.
Oh, I'm just going to reship that.
Okay.
It looks like it was lost in transit.
Yeah, and there was not even a tracking link on the email, so
yeah.
That's what looked awfully odd about it.
Yeah, and what's going to, now, if you go back and look at this, when I'm going to type in this, the shipment number doesn't match the magazine number, okay? So the actual shipment number that we're in referencing is actually shipment number 15, and that has magazine number 16 in it. So.
Oh wow, let's make it confusing.
That's right. Why not let it line up and be somewhat similar?
Yeah, as long as it has parts 55 through 58, that's the one I need.
That's right. That's right. So I'm going to reship that for you. And
all right.
Then I'm going to also say that you got the wrong magazine with shipment number 16.
17.
Yeah, 17.
16
for you.
Is the one you're reshipping.
16 for me. 16 for me. 17 for you.
Okay. I'm sorry. I'm not trying to confuse you.
I know. It's just something else.
And I noticed the last parts I got came from California instead of Indiana. So I'm assuming you have a new outlet in California?
That's our place is in, our new warehouse is in Indiana.
Okay, so you went from Pennsylvania to Indiana, but how come I got parts from California?
Oh, I don't know.
I thought because that's the one that got screwed up.
That might be what, no. I don't know. No, we got our new warehouse is in Indiana. I don't know why it would have. Maybe it just diverted through California for some reason.
If it went all the way from California to Bermuda, California, and then back to Arizona, somebody screwed that up.
Right. Somebody doesn't have their directions. They are directionally
I don't really care how long you get there.
Delivered, not received. We're going to do entire shipment. Yep, there we go.
That's why I was having a hard time figuring out the problem with the last gal I spoke to, because of the shipment numbers don't match the issue number.
That's right. That's right. The magazine number is one higher than our shipment numbers, and that's got to do,
okay,
I think, with the way how it was set up initially, as how that messed us up, I believe. All right, so let's get your magazine taken care of, and then we'll be all done.
No, then we get to look at the other one that's got a problem.
Okay.
Just let me know when you're ready. We'll start a new search.
All right. Well, we'll get this one done first.
And every time I try and do this with one of your operators that's not a supervisor, it is a total pain in the butt. And you guys have really slow computers.
It's this program that we're using. We are getting a new program soon. We're transitioning now to a new program system, and it's going to be better.
Yeah,
or that's what they tell me anyway.
Yeah, that's when I go to the other operators. It's a waste of time. I have to ask for a supervisor because it seems like they don't have access to answer the questions I have.
You know what?
So I end up getting...
They have the same access that I have, It's just that I've taken the time to learn more about the product
and how things work.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I've got a little bit more experience under my belt.
Yeah, when I ask them to find a lost shipment, it's usually a pain in the butt.
Yeah. And part of it is initiative.
Oh, yeah. They don't sound very excited to talk to me.
All right. So we've got that one taken care of. What's the next one we need to look at? The DeLorean?
Well, I also have a subscription for the DeLorean.
All right. Well, let's take a look at the DeLorean.
And yeah, I started this subscription over a year ago. And I have only received one box, which is issue 1 and 2. And I've called and called and talked to a lot of different people trying to figure out why I'm not getting anything. And they kept telling me that the issue 2 or 3, whatever it was missing. First they said it was missing a binder. And then they said it was missing something else. There was always some reason why they couldn't ship my second box. And then all of a sudden today, I get a notice from PayPal that they're looking for money for that subscription. So I need to know what's up.
So the issues that were out of stock are no longer out of stock, and the order was shipped over to the warehouse to start preparing for the next 4 issues.
So are you going to load me up on a bunch of back issues that I haven't gotten over the last year?
Yeah, it's going to pick up right where they left off. It's going to pick up. So what's being processed right now is issues number 3 through 6. And the magazines and the binder.
Okay.
It's all on their way, right? It's all getting processed now. And looking at this tells me you're getting a 20% discount on this also.
Yes, that was my next question, is the price doesn't seem to be right. It's like $44 instead of $57. So I appreciate the discount.
Yeah.
And if that's because of the 1 year delay, it's like ridiculous.
Yeah, most likely that's why it was offered.
Okay, so these are going to continue on a monthly basis. They're not going to try and send me a year's worth of parts all at one time.
Oh, no, sir. No, sir. It'll be every 4 weeks.
All right. I just have to get ready to make sure there's money in the bank.
Yeah, now the next billing you're going to have will be on June the 8th.
Okay.
With the DeLorean. Okay?
Yeah, that'll be all right. I'll make sure I save some money for that.
All right.
It sucks when you're on disability and I only get paid once a month.
I know.
So I have to work my billing. Can that billing date be changed to a different time of the month?
Yes.
My payday is the second Wednesday of every month. So according to the calendar, that's not always, you know, a good date. But that can be moved to 1 week later than that. So it's always slightly after when I get paid.
No, we can't. I mean, I can set it up now like that. No, but what happens is that it's going to bill every 4 weeks regardless. We don't have a particular, we can't set it up as a particular day. And you know, we can set it up every 4 weeks, but you know the calendar eventually is going to roll over to where you have 2 4-week periods, and you're going to have one bill at the first of the month and one bill at the end of the month. So
right.
You just have to keep up with that.
All right. So every 4 weeks is not every month. That's a little different. Okay, I understand.
That's right. Yeah, because, you know.
Okay, good. Then I think I'm done with you.
All right. So you want me to suspend this until June the 10th or June the 9th?
I don't know. Let me look at the calendar real quick and see when next payday is.
Okay, so the second Wednesday in June is the 9th.
Oh, then we're okay. We'll be okay.
Okay, so do it on the 9th. All right. So we
April, May. Wait, I'm on the wrong month. June. Yeah, June the 9th is, yeah. Cool.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll be fine. I'll just make sure I leave some money in the bank at the end of the month.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll get this suspended until June the 9th. And that's when they'll start the billing for your next shipment.
And then they'll do 4 weeks from there on. Okay, sounds good.
Yes, sir. All right.
Okay, three problems solved. Thank you very much for your help. Have a good day.
No, you're very welcome, sir. I thank you for calling Eagle Moss, and you have a great evening. Bye-bye.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye.